Nikki.
Yes.
Hello, welcome to the Jason Ellis Show.
I just heard the most disturbing story today and was wondering if you had heard it.
Tranny gut suction?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with trannies.
Right.
This woman worked in a funeral parlor, and she was getting this deceased man ready for his services when all of a sudden he got an erection. Well, she decides to hop on, and he actually blew a load, and she got pregnant.
Retractions!
Right?
I didn't even know that was possible, and I read that today and was like, what the fuck?
He blew a dust storm.
It's insane.
What a man.
And I guess now she's actually trying to sue him for child support, his estate.
Well... Why don't I understand how you have to sue somebody? It's just you have to pay.
Yeah.
But I love how she has to say, excuse me, I'm suing you for an idiot. Unless you go to, like, Tokyo and reconstruct your face, they're going to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she pretty much has all kinds of charges on her for, I guess, necrophilia and whatever else laws she broke by doing that. But it was pretty fucked up.
Which one's necrophilia?
That's when you fuck dead people.
Yep.
Wow. Man, that is just, like, so creepy. It's terrifying.
I enjoy sparkles.
It really is, like, as disturbing as it gets.
I knew his penis could get hard, but I didn't know that he could actually blow a load while being dead.
I guess because, you know, like corpses, like, get hard-ons oftentimes when they die. It's like rigor mortis.
Right.
Man, I love where the show's going right now. You're talking about a girl who sucked a load out of a dead boner.
No, she fucked him.
The boner,
I bet and, Will's really happy he's on vacation right
and he
now.
He shot a dead load. He shot a dead load into her uterus, and she had a half dead baby. Zombie baby. You're saying that there really is a zombie baby now. That, like, that kid is alive.
He will always be half dead.
He's half dead.
A little dead inside.
He could be in a grunge band.
Yeah.
He'd be the ultimate drummer in a metal band.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Very angry soul.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to call...
Well, wait a minute.
My father was dead before I was conceived. That's amazing if you could say that.
The guy is one, though. Yeah, well, then listen to this story one time. When I was a child. my father was a zombie. And my mother had sex with him. That's when they shot the dead load.
And I became a zombie baby.
They call me Deadlord. Patrick Deadlord.
I think that's the name of his band.
Yeah. Fuck.
That he plays drums for.
Oh, no, man. My dad is a dead dude. You can't even tell that dude. You can't tell that. Mom can't tell that dude ever. He can't ever. He has to deny it forever.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Like, we had sex and then he was tragically killed a couple days
later.
Which
is crazy, because you know the story. Well, then how does the son not know that story?
He'd find out.
Indeed, he'd
find out someday.
Deadlord Steve. Steve Deadlord. Deadlord Steve is not getting laid.
Could that be our next movie?
Deadlord Steve?
Yes. I think that's amazing.
We're going to have to call Deadlord Steve.
The man who was half dead before he was even born.
When I was born, I was told a story. Sick to death will make you sick to your stomach. My mother was a whore. She had sex with a corpse. My father is a zombie. And the blood that courses through my veins is half zombie.
And now I am the ultimate cop, keeping the streets clean.
And I fight crime 24/7 because my zombie soul never sleeps.
I never sleep.
They call me Steve Deadlord.
That's completely a movie.
It is, huh?
It's total bullshit, too. We just looked it up. We were looking
for it. Oh, you fucking asshole.
But it's a good movie. We kept finding it, and it was just people on YouTube going, I heard a story.
Playing
and no
with
one
my
had
goddamn emotions. Excuse my French.
And then Scott looked it up on Snopes, and they say it's a legend that's going around. But it's just people
I'm sorry,
on
hang on. Nikki
thing.
Was saying, what, Nikki?
I was saying that it looked like a legit article, like out of a newspaper. It wasn't like. I don't know.
Snopes said it was bullshit.
Yeah, they're kind of the ultimate source of that stuff. It's probably fake.
Was he a handsome man? Trying to get a look at who would play Steve Dedler.
Hey, for some reason I'm imagining Nicolas Cage. That's the only guy who can pull it off.
You know he's free.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing story, Nikki.
Well, I'm sorry it wasn't true.
Yeah, but it's going to be now.
Now it will become true.
Great, I just inspired.
Because it is.
Yeah, have you inspired a movie that has to be done? We have to do Steve Dedler. It's just he's sick. He does sick shit because he's a zombie.
Exactly. He's like sort of superhuman.
Yeah, there's fight scenes where because zombies bite. They make people. You ever notice when they attack people? The people become like they're made of like paper mache or something, like Play-Doh. So he
like their hands just kind of like punch straight through their bodies.
He arrests people and pulls their arms off and eats them and stuff. Like crazy murder scenes.
Right.
Where he goes home and, because his wife's got to be a zombie, right? Does he have a zombie baby?
Does he? No, he's, there's nobody else on Earth who's zombie like he is.
Right. Yeah. Very lonely.
Yes. He's the only, maybe, can he talk to the dead? Because he can, like, communicate with the dead.
At night, the dead keep me company.
I'm visited by the souls of those who once lived.
I actually am a similar trait as my father. I go to graveyards and fuck corpses. I pull them out. I'm not gay. No gay guy. No dudes. I only pull out the women. Sometimes they have no legs, no arms. I just fuck the dead torso.
And then I communicate with their ghosts, and they tell me their secrets.
That's right. I've come out of a dead corpse's neck before. I'm Steve.
Steve Dedler.
Man, we could go forever on that
you
one.
You really could. There's a lot of territory to cover.
I've had orgies with an entire funeral parlor. Yes,
a whole cemetery. I've dug up every body in the
shout family. Out to my father.
And lined them up in line, and then fucked them one by one.
Secretly, I hate humans with a passion. But I am
but
what I hate myself.
I still fight to save them.
Sometimes I save them?
Yeah.
Sometimes I rescue them?
I rescue them.
Oh, because I'm a cop?
Yeah, you're a cop.
Oh, yeah. But if you do break the law, that means you'd be breaking the zombie law.
You'd be breaking Deadload's law.
Yeah, you'd be breaking a Deadload law. And that's when Deadload law comes for you. Have a good day.
You too. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks.
Sean.
Yo, Jason.
Yeah, man.
That right now, dude, I almost crashed my car just hearing you talk about Steve Deadload.
He's a good guy.
He is.
Yeah, like one of my ex-girlfriends, she used to date a dude who was the son of a mortician, and she said that the reason she broke up with him is because he kept asking her to take a cold shower before they had sex.
What?
So, like, this fucking creepy dude could only, like, get it up if she was cold like a corpse.
I can understand where that guy's coming from. I like him cold too.
I'm a bit on ice.
I like my ladies on the rocks. If you know what I mean. I sit there. Oh, you can do commercials for fucking for beverage companies.
Steve Dedler, the half dead man, and vodka spokesperson.
Chris.
Hey, what's up, Allison? Mm. I like the idea of Steve Dedler being a cop. You throw in where he's fucking the dead people and the corpses, but it's how he solved the cold cases. And the only way he can find out who killed him is if he fucks them.
Right, he uses that as his detective skills.
Yeah, but that, and nobody knows.
Detective Dick? Wait a minute.
Steve Deadload with
Steve Deadload? Detective Dick? Nah, it's too much.
Yeah.
Zombie Dick. No, it's too deep.
I think there should be a plot justification why he's fucking these dead people. I think that does work. But it doesn't have to be his whole thing. I think he's just more of an ass kicker.
No, he's fucking the dead people so that he can hear their story and solve their solve the murder file, like why they were killed.
Yeah, but he's also spending most of his time just punching out bad guys. Because that's what he had to do.
He's ripping arms off on the side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. All right. Thanks, boys. Love you.
Cool. You can tell me if this is too much, Jason, but ATMB Cool on Twitter came up with a pretty good suggestion. Don't you think that Steve Deadload's father, the dead person who whose erection spawned him, wouldn't that be the woodsman?
Na 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 na
na na na.
Man, what is this one that we have now? just
this is over and over again.
Na 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 na. How would I get off? Oh, that's a whopper. Yeah. What? I've lost focus.
Yeah. No, the woodsman is Steve Deadload's father.
Man, that could be.
Because he just died.
Yeah. Oh, just look at that. It's got to happen because of the fucking purity. We've got to do it.
Perfect, yeah.
It's done. Get Cowfucker on the script immediately.
I think we'll have to, yeah.
You should call him and tell him to come in here right now. We'll just riff. Shoot myself. Scott.
Yes, hey, Ellis. This Steve Deadload is fucking amazing. And I believe you have an opportunity to get Wesley Snipes to play Deadload, since it's the equivalent blade for vampires. This would be the equivalent zombies. You know, Deadload is the blade of the zombie world.
I feel like we actually don't have an opportunity to get Wesley Snipes. Didn't you know that he was also just
he's
arrested?
He's also in jail, too. All right, thanks, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
Twitch Dog!
What's up?
There you go.
I got a Steve Deadload suggestion for you. What if Steve Deadload fucks whores and his load has an intoxicating effect on the whores that turns them into these fearless chicks that can't have fear, and then he has an army of crime-fighting fearless sluts?
God damn! T-Dog is out of control!
Trevor's died!
Well done, T-River! Man, that guy is awesome.